You are listening to Upbeat on RTR FM 92.1. I'm Beck Bowman, and we are about to explore the world of artist books. Unfolding is happening as part of the Indian Ocean Craft Triennial for 2024, and it's an interrogation and reinvention of the work of several WA artists who are taking their style of artwork to create artist books. Christy Scadden is with us to explain what exactly an artist book is and how these artists have moved beyond paper and ink to create something really special. Christy, welcome.
Hello, how are you?
I'm so well, thank you. Thank you for making the time to talk to us. You must be so busy down at MJAC at the moment.
Yeah, we have a couple of shows that are supported by IOTA 24. So it's been a really busy month, and it will continue into November as well, ending on the 17th of November.
For sure. And I mean, right. So you're the curator for this particular exhibition, but you're also one of the artists represented in the exhibition as well. So you must just be like going so hard.
Yeah. So it's been something that I've been working towards for a little while. So an exhibition takes around a year to prepare. You normally put your proposal in the year prior to being accepted. So choosing the artists was, for me, just so simple because these people have worked in the field before. And I've chosen artists that are really quite self-driven. So it's been less work than you might think, actually, because they've just been like a pleasure to work with.
When we look at the artist book, how is that different from, you know, a coffee table book with pictures of art in it, or a chat book or a zine?
So an artist book is something that's been sort of embedded, I guess, by the artist. So it's a long process to pursue an artist book, and it's normally when an artist wants to combine either text or narrative with something that can be seen as readable as a book. So it's its own form, art form in a sense. So not many people see it as a visual art, but more like a literary sort of sense. So, but they can come in all different shapes and sizes, like book sculptures. You can have text, but you don't need to have text. It can be map form. We've got Naz doing a beautiful clay tile sort of work that's indigenous to his sort of heritage. So yeah, they come in all different shapes and forms, but it is its own art form.
It's an art form that like straddles, it lives in that liminal space between art and
visual art and literature.
You have several works that are definitely more sculptural and more kind of leaning towards that 3D aspect of art, particularly Moira Court's work, is really fascinating. Where do you find the narrative in works that maybe at first glance don't appear to be to have a narrative or to have that storytelling in it?
Yeah, so this one in particular, it is Moira Court's work. So she's an acclaimed and established kids author and illustrator, and she's come from a printmaking background as well as illustration, and now she's doing a lot of ceramic work and still sticking to her themes of nature, the bush, you know, flora, fauna, and just our beautiful hills sort of scapes as well. So she's actually, I can't remember how many books, but, you know, that we've got them all here if you ever want to come and have a look. But it's sort of like an explosion, I guess, of her little characters out of the bush that she's created. And sometimes, you know, she's been doing the same character or the same animal for a few years. So she's pretty much exploded her book. So it's all on a wall. It's all 2D, little flat pieces of animal on clay. And they just create this story of, you know, the bush and where we come from and what's out there and what we should explore.
Oh, I love that idea of exploding a book into these clay pieces.
Yeah, it is a stunning piece.
Someone else who has a printmaking background is mm-hmm. the artist Monique Bossard Kirby. I'm particularly interested in her work from the perspective of she's taken this idea of printmaking and her own experience of being a twin and looking at this idea of copies and whether you can tell the difference between different prints and tell the difference between twins and how can you tell?
Yeah, her concept is one of my favourites, actually, from the show. So Monique Bossard Kirby, she is an established printmaker. You know, that's what she does. So she's just an expert in that field. If you ever can be taught by Monique, I would definitely pop your hand up and go along to a class. But this book can be viewed in multiple and many and almost infinite ways. So this one as well, she's letting people be tactile with. So some of the books you can't, you can just view, but this one you can actually read through. So it takes you on a journey of fingerprints or prints in general as well. And it has got that underlying message of you know, we're unique, but we also can sort of make up our journey as we go along as well. And that's where the metaphor of going through a book really helps.
We're unique and we could also see ourselves in other people.
Absolutely, yeah. So her twin sister's over from Africa at the moment, so it was just really nice to see them both together as well. Yeah, and it was lovely to see them together and in front of the book as well. It was just magical.
We're talking to Christy Scadden here on Artbeat this morning about the exhibition at Midland Junction Art Centre, Unfold. It is a exploration of the craft of the artist book. Christy, your work looks at or uses what you refer to as the detritus of the Anthropocene. So you've taken mining debris, you've taken rubbish, you've taken the relics of heavy human traffic and used them to create books, like moving beyond the paper and ink and using what could be rubbish and turning it into artwork. What does that look like?
So this piece was a collaboration with the sun. So I've used, so growing up, because the Indian Art Ocean Triennial is all about, you know, our coastline and our land, and then those that come across the land from the Indian Ocean as well. So I've used two ways to make this work, and I've used the water, and which is an ongoing theme with my work, and the sun. So the sun being an abundant resource and water being quite scarce. So yeah, it was a collaboration with both. And yeah, I normally typically talk about, you know, resources and you know, we're a lucky sort of nation to have all these resources, but it's just what we're doing and where we're headed that I wanted to talk about with this piece.
And what possibilities there are in both the sun and water.
Exactly. So, yeah, and now, you know, growing up from, you know, doing camping trips on the West Coast and now having kids myself, you know, I'm almost paranoid of the sun as well. So you'll see that in, hopefully, when you look at the map book that I've created, that, you know, now there's this anxiety almost with like being in the sun too long because it's so harsh and so brutal. So yeah, it's not all doom and gloom though, because it does look beautiful And I'm not saying my work particularly looks beautiful.
Oh,
but the
your
show,
work particularly, you know, does look beautiful. It's a beautiful blue. There are 15 artists represented in this exhibition. You've got Bina Butcher, Nazrul, Ben, oh my goodness.
It was hard. So Ben's been such a champion. He helped me with his name, and I'm sorry I didn't help you, but it is a hard one, but he's so forgiving, so he'll forgive you.
Vanessa Wallace, the amazing Monica Lukowska, and Joe Darvill, Shanti Galmi, Louise Grimshaw, Rob Kettles. I've probably missed someone, but just brilliant local artists contributing to this exhibition. It's all happening down at Midland Junction Art Centre from the 14th of September to the 17th of November. You can head down and check it out yourself as part of the Indian Ocean Craft Triennial. Christy, thank you so much for joining us on ArtBeat this morning.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.